Haunted houses are a staple of small-town legends. In Sutton, West Virginia, there's one property house that locals view as a ghost-filled ruin, but one considers it a potential gold mine. Erica Celeste reports.
As a kid, Kevin Carpenter was always intrigued by the ghost stories about Sutton's Old Elk Hotel. Though he never believed them, he did feel a strangeness about the place, especially after dark. That's when the stories claim the old building enters an otherworldly realm, full of supernatural sounds, misty apparitions, and mysterious activity. So when the Elk went on the market 4 years ago, after being abandoned for nearly 20, Carpenter eagerly bought it. As he worked on the hotel in his spare time, making late-night renovations, he experienced the eeriness firsthand.
I've heard several creaks and doors slam when I'm walking through the place at night, or even during the day. There's just certain places that are super creepy. The way the light reflects through the place, it's just eerie.
But Colleen Dickerson, who works in an office across from the hotel, is convinced there's more to it than strange lighting and sickly shadows in the musty corners of the old building. She believes she's encountered one of the Elk's restless spirits.
It was about 2 o'clock in the morning, and when I glanced up in these windows here, for the world of it, it looked as if a woman was just sitting there looking down. Well, I knew that the building had been abandoned at that time. I mean, you could see her as plain as day.
Dickerson describes the woman as young, with long blonde hair and an old-fashioned white blouse. Janet Butler, who also works near the hotel, believes she's seen the same woman staring out the Elk's enclosed balcony several times.
It looked like she had, I'm thinking candle, because it was just like a dim light, and she was just looking out the window. Must have took my chair back or something to look again, or maybe leave, but she was gone.
While residents speculate on the identity of this ghost, they believe she's only one of the undead guests who's taken up residence at the Elk. History has recorded its share of traumatic and untimely deaths at the hotel, such as the mother who committed suicide after her little girl died of scarlet fever, or the guest who disappeared from the premises, only to be found half-eaten by pigs in a nearby pig pen. The land on which the hotel stands has its own troubled history. Sutton's first settlers leveled an ancient Edina Indian burial mound to make way for their downtown area. Townspeople speculate that perhaps that tension sparked ongoing skirmishes between the settlers and Indians, leading to more deaths and perhaps more tortured souls. Later, during the Civil War, soldiers set the town on fire not once but twice. Legend has it that half the town perished, adding to the number of restless spirits on the land surrounding the Elk. Hotel proprietor Kevin Carpenter sees the town's troubled history as a way to draw more living guests to the hotel. He's renovating the old building with an eye towards enhancing what's already a truly spooky experience.
Basically, what I've done is taken all of the local legends that people have told me about the hotel and combined them into this horror film that people should be able to hear and enjoy.
It will be some time before the Elk is fully restored. Carpenter hopes that will inspire many more visitations from the living and make the Elk a place where everyone is welcome to spend the night, if they dare. For Day to Day, I'm Erica Celeste in Sutton, West Virginia.
This is Day to Day. I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.